来领受道理之前，我们一起来做一个早祷，来预备我们的心。
And before we do a prayer to prepare our heart.
那么在祷告之前，分享几节经节，我们互相的参考，互相的来勉励。
And before that, we will study a few Bible verses for our mutual encouragement.
我们请来看民数记。
Let us turn to Numbers.
民数记。
Numbers.
我们先来看第一章。
Let us look at chapter 1.
民数记第一章。
Numbers chapter 1.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3. The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai of the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt. He said, verse 2, take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clan.And families, listing every man by name, one by one, verse 3. You and Aaron are to number by their divisions all the men in Israel 20 years old and more who are able to serve in the army.
以色列人蒙神的救赎出埃及进迦南地。
And the Israelites were, by the grace of God, came out of Canaan. Into Canaan, sorry.
可以说是我们信仰的预表。
It prefigure our spiritual life.
但是过了红海之后，困难才开始。
But after the Red Sea, that's where the problem begins.
要在旷野路40年才有办法进到迦南地。
And they have to go through 40 years in the desert before they reach Canaan.
这可以预表我们信仰的生活，还有我们侍奉的生活。
Let's prefigure our spiritual life and our life of serving the Lord.
神叫摩西数点百姓。
God asked Moses to count the number of the Israelites.
所以我们看整本民数记就是以数点百姓作为一个主题来给我们来学习的。
And so you see, the numbers give us the count of the people as the title.
为什么要数点百姓呢？
Why do they have to take a census?
因为要知道有多少人。
Because they want to know how many people they have.
其实神早就知道了。
Actually, God knew it.
神不需要数。
God does not need to count.
神是要需要以色列百姓自己数一下。
But God wanted the Israelites themselves to count.
不是为了自己的荣耀。
It is not for his own glory.
而是让以色列百姓知道自己有多少人。
It is that to let them know how many people they have.
怎么样来分配自己的工作。
How to divide their work.
怎么样来互相的配合。
How do they work together.
所以我们一年一度的这个圣供人员灵修会。
So this once a year Holy Worker Seminar.
除了我们做一个灵修之外
，besides cultivating ourselves，
我们也会做今天做一个讨论，做一个来思考。
And we also must review and examine what we have done.
数点一下我们所有的。
And count what we have.
数点一下我们所缺乏的。
And count what we are lacking.
这样才是我们往前进的一个准备的动作。
Only then we can prepare ourselves to move forward.
所以这里说强调第三节，说以色列人中从20岁以外可以出去打仗的都要数。
And here verse 3 emphasized the years 20 years old and above, they must go and serve the army.
所以我们教会侍奉的目标。
This is our goal in serving the Lord.
我们需要很多的圣工人员。
We need many workers.
我们的理想就是可以动员起来，起码每一个20岁以上的已经成熟了，都可以来积极的参与教会的圣工。
And ideally, we wanted all the members for age 20 to come to serve the Lord.
如果有一天我们宣布说圣工人员这个灵修会、讲习会、教会的20岁以上的通通都能够来。我们就有一个非常强壮的军队。
Then next, when we announce that all age above 20 and above to come to serve the Lord, then we have a huge army.
当然，这个是我们要继续祷告、继续努力的目标。
But this is what we should pray and we should move, set the goal.
所以第一个目标就是我们动员全教会做教会的神的圣工。
So the first goal is that we want to mobilize the whole church to serve the Lord.
那我们呢，先来看第二章的第一到二节。
So let's just look at chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, verse 2, the Israelites are to camp around the tent of the meeting, some distance from it, each man under his standard with the banner of his family.
第二节啊。 那么这里告诉我们啊，以色列百姓他们有十二个支派。
And the Bible tells us Israel have 12 tribes.
他们啊，每一个支派，每一个族都有个旗号。
Each tribe have their own banner.
啊，这个叫非常有秩序的军队。
And this is a very organized group.
我们从圣经里面，从创世纪第一章开始。
From Genesis chapter 1 beginning,
我们就发觉神是非常有秩序的神。
That we realize that God is a God that is very well organized.
啊，神呢，做什么事情都是清清楚楚的。
What God, whatever He does, it is clear.
啊，这里啊，告诉我们，虽然有那么多几百万的百姓。
He tells us, even though they have thousands of members,
神要叫百姓，你们要按着自己的宗族来分配好。
That God tell them you must organize them accordingly to your tribes.
啊，每一个宗族有一个旗子。
Each tribe has their own banner.
你知道自己属于哪个单位的。
That you belong, that you know that you belong to which division.
这样动员起来就很有力量。
And when it start to mobilize, then it's very powerful.
就不会像一盘散沙了。
Then it would not be like a loose group of sand.
如果我们有空啊，回去看看第二章啊，哪一宗族先走，第二队是什么，第三队是什么，神都讲得很清楚了。
And if you have time, please read over chapter 2. It tells us which division to move first and where they should belong to.
对，这里也是强调一个圣工整个的搭配。
And here it tells us how we should match up with the holy work.
哇，想想看，如果几百万人要走路的时候，大家不晓得谁先走。或者是随后走，哇，一盘散沙，这样子乱走就散掉了。
It just imagine if you don't have them organized and when they start to mobilize, it will be very chaotic.
感谢神，神很疼我们，很爱我们温哥华教会。
And thank God that God loves Vancouver Church.
啊，让我们在这边有各种各样世界各地来的圣工人才。
That we have many brothers and sisters came from throughout the world.
就像以色列百姓浩浩荡荡的出了埃及。
And just like the
以色列百姓的他们离开埃及啊
，just like when they left the Egypt
啊，他们要为神在走这个旷野路
，and that they have to serve God through this wilderness
啊，但是人数越多，人才越多，要搭配的难度就越高了。
And when we have many people, then it is quite difficult to attain the organized group.
所以我们要求神帮助我们，带领我们。
And therefore, we must ask God to lead us and guide us.
那么第二章的第一到二节呢，有一点我们可以做一个参考。
And from chapter 2 to verse 1, it can give us some reference.
也可以做对我们圣工人员做一个思考的方向。
It also allow us as a worker to ponder over it.
除了在自己的宗族那边来聚集之外。
Besides, we able get together with our own group of people.
他们十个支派啊，围营的时候、安营的时候啊，都是围着灰幕的、灰幕的周围来安营的。
And these 12 tribes, that they are able,
when they camp,
when they camp, they're able to camp around this tent.
所以换句话说，谁是中间呢
？So who is the center of this group?
啊，不是任何一个支派。
It is not among them 12.
在中间的只有灰幕。
The center is the tent of meeting.
啊，灰幕就是神所临在的地方。
The tent of meeting is the place where God dwells.
神跟人讲话的地方。
It's the place where God communicate with people.
所以侍奉到最后。
So the end of our serving.
无论做什么类型的工作。
Whatever things that we do.
无论在哪里做工。
Wherever we serve the Lord.
无论所做的工作的内容是什么。
Or whatever content we are serving the Lord.
到了最后还是围着会幕。
Towards the end, we still have to gather around the tent of meeting.
神是我的中心。
God is my center.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们灵修自己。
We ask God to help us to cultivate ourselves.
因为神在中心，就有这个聚集的力量。
Because God is in the center, therefore there is the strength.
因为神就是一个聚集的力量。
Because God Himself is the strength to gather people around.
神的爱就是聚集的力量。
The love of God enables us to gather around.
魔鬼从古到今就是一个分散的力量。
And the power of Satan is the power to divide people.
哪里有魔鬼的工作，哪里就有纷争，哪里就有分散。
Where there is Satan, there is division of man.
但是耶稣要来就是聚集。
But when Jesus came, he wanted us to gather around.
所以我们作为一个神的圣工人员。
So as a holy worker of Christ.
我们要安营。
We must camp.
安营也代表说我们自己家也求主耶稣帮助安顿好
，so that we able to camp even in a family.
那么以神为中心
，and that we set Christ as a center.
才有办法来为主了，来走这个旷野路的圣工。
Only then we are able to march forward for the Lord.
那么剩下的十五分钟，我们要来做一个祷告。
And the next 15 minutes, it is we going to make a prayer.
在祷告当中，我们求主耶稣带领整天我们今天的灵修会。
In our prayer, we ask God to lead us the whole day of our spiritual cultivation.
还有下午的讨论会。
And then we have the discussions in the afternoon.
让我们可以从当中得到力量，得到教导。
That through this discussion, we are able to regain our strength and we are able to edify.
还有互相的鼓励。
That we are able to encourage one another.
从长老当中，他们美好的经验，我们可以得到重新的力量。
And from the experiences of our deacon, Elders, we are able to gain strength.
让我们越侍奉越甘甜。
So that when we serve Him, the longer we serve Him, the sweeter it gets.
我们请大家同心合意跪下祷告。
Now let us pray in one accord.